Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Thursday, the 10th day of November, 2011. Eddie Craig, radio talk show host, former sheriff's deputy, who's won in a lot of cases exposing the constitutional trampling that's going on by the police, traffic court, you name it. This is a great way to fight back against the system by learning your rights that scare the system so much. And I'll have him back soon for a whole hour. He'll be on the nightly news tonight. But he's going to be coming up in 20 minutes, and I've got a lot of other news I'm also going to be mentioning before we get there. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Matt in California, and of course, earlier the caller brought up Zeitgeist. That's fine. Is anybody concerned about this Penn State thing that for 18 years a major university could cover up basically a rape room with little kids that were being brought in as part of being disadvantaged? I mean, does that concern anybody? I'm sure Matt might be calling in about something else, but Matt, why are you contacting us today?
Well, I was actually going to contact you about the Penn State case. It seems that everyone who has a power elite or a feel of their elitism has some way to kind of dissonate that cause amongst everything. So they try to dehumanize everyone. And we've seen it slowly happen, but now I just think it's, you know, we're trying every front to remove the innocence that we can. So now we're starting with the children.
That's right. And that's why they're trying to teach five-year-olds sex, both hetero and homosexual, is to destroy their innocence. And it's done in the name of diversity. It's sick and wicked, and it's done by a pervert government.
Absolutely. It's aggressive dominance. You know, you use it to destroy the hopes of the economic factor with people losing all of their money. And now we have systems in place to destroy the innocence of children so that they don't even know how to fight back later on. I mean, there have been cultures.
And they give them Gardasil shots that hurt them, it confirmed, put them on drugs, put fluoride in the water. This is just a wicked society.
Yes, and it kind of repeats other pieces of history. I mean, this has been done for thousands and thousands of years, only now it seems that our elite have taken on the responsibility of doing it to us. And it's a destructive method, of course. You know, we need to stop this at hand because we need children to be able to be the future, to be able to fight back against the next problem. Or, in fact, if we can create a solution to this problem, have a future for our children to where they don't feel victimized so much that they can actually work towards a better society.
That's right. And then they take the crimes they've committed and then advertise it everywhere and create government programs to fight what they've created. And then they advertise the evil and put it in people's minds. What there's a verse in the Bible about, you know, they ran around continually inventing new forms of wickedness. I forget the exact quote. I've actually got my wallet around here somewhere that has got another Bible verse in it I wanted to read on air. But go ahead and take us out to break. You've got the floor.
Hey, you know, I just think that you're doing a great thing. You know, you're a wonderful person, but we need to always pay attention. We need to be focused on changing the world. And by allowing this to happen and then considering it, oh, it's just a one-time consideration and these kids are confused. It's not. You know as well as I do. It's happening more than we would like. And for us to find a solution, we need to be able to stop the elite in every behavior that they have.
Well, look, they need to take the guy when he's convicted. There's all these witnesses to it, and he needs to be hung. And they need to take everyone who covered it up and execute him. I mean, they're a cop, and that'll stop it real fast. I mean, when you're confirmed you did this and you covered it up, that's Mussolini level. And what ended up happening to Mussolini? I mean, that'll put the fear of God in these people. I mean, that's the problem. They always want to kill us. It's time through the system they be brought to justice. It's time these people start being executed. And until that starts happening, they're going to continue doing what they're doing. They need to die. But first, they need to be adjudicated by a jury of their peers. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
There's a man named Pharmacist Ben Fuchs who is anything but your typical pharmacist. Ben says prescription drugs should be the last resort, not the first resort to fix personal health problems. Hardly a tool for the pharmaceutical companies, Ben says you can live a long and healthy life with proper lifestyle and natural supplementation, and that prescription medications are toxic and typically cause many more problems than they fix or prevent. He's been a guest on the Alex Jones Show a number of times, and he's always a hit. You can hear and talk to Pharmacist Ben on his own daily GCN show, The Bright Side, which airs live each weekday on GCN at 10 a.m. Central just before Alex's show. You can also hear and meet Pharmacist Ben at a free lecture coming up Tuesday, November 8th, starting at 7 p.m. in Santa Cruz, California. If you can possibly be there, you should. Ben Fuchs is one of the most compelling speakers you will ever hear. The event is free, but the sponsors, InfoWars Team and KSCO News Talk AM 1080, ask that you register at KSCO.com website. Go to KSCO.com and reserve your seats now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Happy Valley. Penn State, one of the iconic universities, the good guys, old-fashioned. Meanwhile, for 18 years, they've known of the ongoing reports of children being raped inside the field house, showers, and other areas, and now reports are coming out. It's on the Drudge Report. It's on InfoWars.com. We're going to have a special report tonight with more of the background of this around the country, that reportedly they may have been bringing donors in. That's what I said on Monday. I said, my gut from seeing these rings in the past, Republican National Committee, the Franklin cover-up, the Texas Youth Commission. This guy wasn't doing this in plain view because he was crazy. He was doing it because he was evil, and he knew that he had the full backing of the sickos above him. I'd give it about a 99% chance there's a bunch of pervs above him, a bunch of walking maggots. And, of course, the DA went bye-bye, hadn't ever been found, probably dead, NBC reports, in 2005, decided not to go with it. 2002, didn't investigate it, but then disappeared, or maybe got a payoff, maybe just fell off a turnip truck somewhere and is sitting on the side of the road for 6, 7 years. I want to continue and go back to your phone calls. This is very painful to see this, but we just get numb to it, like with the Catholic Church stuff and the things that have gone on in the Boy Scouts. Boy Scouts, great organization. But if I was to let my son in the Boy Scouts, I've been so busy I haven't even had a minute, I'd have to go to every event. I'd have to be right there next to him in the tent. And as screwed up as this society is, because there's so many of these perverts, I'd have to stay with my son in our own tent. I would not stay in a tent with other kids. And this really destroys the family. It destroys the image of fatherhood and men as leaders. This is how the devil destroys society. It's how these sickos do this. Because now people are afraid at public events, to even when children talk to them, to even say hi to them. Every man is a suspect because we've allowed these wicked devils to operate. It's incredible. Frank in North Carolina, and then Clayton and others. You're on the air, Frank. Welcome.
Yeah, at a time of universal deceit, speaking truth had become a revolutionary act. Infowars.com. Infowars.com. That'll be going out over the local 50,000-watt neocon station tomorrow morning. And that's what I've been doing for months and months, trying to get the word out. I've been getting the word out week after week after week. I'm only about the only one that calls in, so I was calling basically just to put a request out. Anybody in my area, there's really only one neocon station here. It's really the only talk radio station. It's 50,000 watts. It covers a wide area. North Carolina even goes down into South Carolina during the evening. It's actually from Maine to Cuba. So it's a very...
There are AM stations that on average over the day, some of those 50,000 watters might have a million listeners, and they can't even get calls because the mainline jellyfish head won't actually dial a phone. We're in that big of a coma. And patriots can call in. Don't lie to the screener. Tell them you want to talk about the issue they want to cover. But then add your addendum to it of websites, news, information. Tell them. You ought to have Alex Jones of Infowars.com on. Not that I even have time to go on those shows. I turn down interviews every day. I'm so busy. But that's a way to get the website out. Plug Ron Paul, whatever. Bring up the New World Order. I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish your point, Frank.
Yeah, I've got the Gadsden flag. You know, I've got the Ron Paul Infowars.com on the back of my Jeep. Nobody, no thumbs up, nothing around here. Everybody, bunch of zombies, sports obsessed. They don't care about anything. Well, there is one guy. He probably listens to your show on a regular basis because he's got two Infowars.com bumper stickers on the back of his car and a Ron Paul sticker. That's the only guy I've ever met in this whole freaking city. This is the second largest banking city in America. Charlotte, North Carolina, the radio station is W as in Waco, B as in Bohemian, T as in Texas, WBT, 1110 AM. Call in because you get 7 seconds. That's why I call in, sneak in whenever I can, and I have asked them to have you on and whatnot. Of course, they pretend like they've never heard of you, and they all know who you are. But on Friday, the last 30 seconds of the show that comes on, that's ending right before Rush Limbaugh comes in, and a lot of times I'll tell people, turn off Rush Limbaugh, put on Infowars.com for the truth, stuff like that, and you can actually get it. They give you 7 seconds. You call in. If you can get through, it's not that hard to get through most of the time, and a lot of times it works out perfect because I'm the last caller right before Rush Limbaugh comes on, and I do a little 7-second ad for you.
I'll tell you, my friend, if our 3 million listeners that tune in every day, we reach about 15 million every week one way or another, if they would all do things like that, it'd bring the globals to their knees. If people would start their own website and plug that, if people would go and broker or get a few sponsors, get their own time on a little station, doesn't matter, or go do an access show or air my films, whatever. The people are ready to be awakened, and I found that either areas are totally unawake and under a trance, or they're really waking up. But again, I played football. I like sports. I like baseball. I like it all. I like track. I like field. I like everything. But it's become a sick thing where that's all we look up to. That's all we've got as a culture. Not a Bill of Rights, not a Constitution, not a private property. And the system uses that to sell all their messages interwoven with the sports. And it's become a gladiatorial bread and circus. It's become very, very sick. And I just see men like zombies who aren't even men. And all they do is kind of toady around about their sports heroes. And then now they don't know what to do. They go, our hero covered up this. Well, that's okay then. You know, oh, big deal. I see so much sickness around sports now. Now, I'm not talking about kids in soccer or football. I'm all about people in sports. But just these organized, take the universities now. They admit they're a giant bubble. Most people will never be able to get a job good enough to pay off their degree. I'm all for education, but it's become a fraud to many, respects and levels. And now they want us to bail it all out. Those of us that, got out of college or didn't finish college because we were already doing well in life or chose another career path. And all these big universities have now is the facade of the sports team. It's not about the academia. It's not about the test scores. It's not about the inventions. It's not about that. Take UT. They've got close to $100 billion in their permanent fund and some other slush funds. And they're always raising fees, raising all this stuff. They get all this tax money, all this other revenue from their oil that they own, biggest landowner in Texas. And the more corrupt they get, the bigger the football becomes. Because that's the facade. You go there to buy a T-shirt, wear it, and feel like you're part of a tribe. And you're getting a degree that's being devalued just like the U.S. dollar. That's why I'm so angry at sports. Because the more effeminate and toady, but fake, tough, macho you are, the more you're into sports. And I look at these men. These are not men. It just totally freaks me out. We don't have time to sit there and watch the football game. You don't have time to know your Bill of Rights. You don't have time to be informed. You don't have time to know why you're losing your jobs. But you got time to sit there and suck your thumb and watch a bunch of arrogant professional football players or whatever run around the field. I'm sorry, it's sick. I appreciate your call. And look, when football, baseball is a pastime or whatever, as some side thing, when your work's done and America wasn't in this position, sure. But now you go to the football game, they grope you, all of this, they bombard you with all these messages. I mean, folks, stop being used. Stop being sucked into this thing. America is rotten. Okay? America needs you to repent. It's because I love this country. I'm telling you, we've got cancer. It's like if you have the flu and you've got to vomit out the viruses. The vomiting is your body getting the poison out. The getting a fever. They always say give babies fever when they, give babies Tylenol and they have a fever even if it's 100. The fever is what kills the infection. We need to have a fever. We need to throw up. That's repenting. We need to get the poison out. But to get the poison out, we've got to admit what the poison is. And I'm not perfect. Okay? I'm worldly. I mean, most people would think I am pretty moral. I mean, I like to drink sometimes. I shouldn't. I'm very faithful to my wife and really love her, and she's beautiful, but I still catch myself lusting. I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, I'm a man, and I repent for that because I need to be strong and focused to defend my family, and I need to be dedicated my energy 100% towards doing goodness because it's not a joke. You're in a struggle with evil, and if you don't stay on top of evil, it's going to overtake you, okay? Societally, economically, spiritually. It is an ongoing struggle. Clayton in Ohio, you're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to bring up some issues. The first thing I wanted to bring up was a question. And the first question I have is this. What do you think will be the 21st century version of the Stamp Act?
Oh, it was going to be his Christmas tree stamp act yesterday, but they killed that. It's probably going to be taking people's houses that the government and the banks don't own. It can be the TSA. TSA is probably going to be the 21st century Stamp Act, especially when they start highway checkpoints and the first person blows up and, when they grope their kid and shoots a bunch of people and then they call them terrorists and then other people just say, I'm fed up and start doing it. It's going to turn into a civil war like 1776 and then it's on. The Stamp Act will be them coming for the guns. I can't tell you how many veterans and people aren't afraid to die, don't even like life too much anymore, and are looking for it. And that, the government, in a way, is right. That they know the tyranny they're going to bring in is going to cause a lot of patriots to start fighting them, and they're going to be called terrorists. So it's true. The number one threat to the New World Order is the veterans. Not to the U.S. government, but to the criminals that took it over. So in their internal manuals, when they're trying to take on veterans, they better. Because let me tell you something. These people are ready. They're not scared. They're just holding back. They're hoping things to be turned around. And I would not want to be a New World Order minion. We're going to get to calls a little bit with Eddie Craig. You want to hold till later, or are you done, sir?
No, I want to hold because there's more I want to bring up.
Okay, but I got to get Eddie Craig in. When I come back to calls, I'll go to you. We only got like three segments with Eddie, and then he'll be back tonight. But stay with us. It's all coming up.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
With the economic bad news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Alex Jones with a special self-reliance report. I've said on this program before that studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others for help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. Folks, I've just read a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com. I've got my copy. Get yours today at readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Of the hour, and we will also go to some of your calls towards the end, so we at least get to the folks that are holding, maybe do a little bit of overdrive. It'll be back with us tonight on the nightly news. But I know a little bit about the law. I've studied it some, more than most, but most people have no knowledge, so they're lambs to the slaughter. But listening to his radio show that's on here locally, and seeing the success he's had in court and the news articles that have been written about it across the state, I wanted to get him in studio as a former sheriff's deputy to basically break down what he learned and just how much the Constitution's being trampled. But I was going to ask you, what would you do if you were Jesse Ventura? They create a law saying you don't get a jury trial. It goes right to appellate court. They don't really tell him that. They let it sit there until the appeal time is over, they're claiming. And I said, what would you do? And you said a writ of mandamus, and that's what I would probably – and I've told Ventura that, and he's like, well, I'll talk to my lawyer. But explain to people what a writ of mandamus is, and just in that case point example, what you would do about that.
Well, a writ of mandamus basically is a writ to a higher court requesting that it enforce its power to overrule a lower court determination regarding its decision. Basically, there are rules and procedures the courts have to comply with, and when they don't, then you appeal to a higher court to direct the lower court to follow the rules. And this is a good indication in this case where the rules are definitely not being followed. The state constitution in any state, according to its own language, is the highest law of authority in that state. So the legislature can't just arbitrarily enact a statute, nor can the court arbitrarily interpret a statute that would violate the constitution of the state.
And you've been engaging in a lot of pro se research for a long time. I want to, when we come back in the next long segment, break down who you are and how you woke up. But just from a layman's position, the FBI can't stick their hands down your pants in a warrantless situation. And there's special procedures even then if you're in custody. Or you as a sheriff's deputy couldn't. But now they have federal goons out of their jurisdiction, not even sworn, taking over. And now they're going to be and are on the highways. How and why is that unconstitutional, both federal and state, from your research?
Well, just straight up, on the federal constitution side, since it governs the actions of the TSA, they are acting as a federal agency, then the specific limitations of the Constitution there would apply in the Bill of Rights. No illegal search and seizures, so on and so forth. Your Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendment rights are not up for grabs just because Congress wants to pass an unsubstantiated bill creating a particular agency or allowing some already authorized agency to create a separate department and then create its own rules for it. Its rules and regulations still must abide by the laws and by the Constitution. When it fails to do that, then it needs to be challenged. And the only way we can do that right now is to take these people to court, unfortunately.
And I was told by a TSA agent in Las Vegas that he had an administrative right to stick his hand down my pants.
Nope, not true. Not true. They only get away with what they're doing for two reasons. We acquiesce, and they're holding the guns. That's really the only reason.
So we've entered a realm of tyranny. I mean, this is on its face. And, of course, you could go over how many rulings are there where Marbury versus Madison, they go on and on. Just because government passes some law, if it's not in the Bill of Rights Constitution, I mean, if it's clearly unconstitutional, then it's still illegal. They could pass a law saying black people aren't human again. Does that mean blacks have to follow that law?
No, it doesn't. And there are many, many rulings through the history of the United States from the higher court stating that the people do not have to accept arbitrary rule or actions by their government servants. They don't. And right now what we have in the biggest part of this problem is that the servant now believes themselves to be the master. And we're letting them keep that train of thought alive and well by not returning to our true role and getting rid of these people that would institute this.
Tell us about your time as a sheriff's deputy and how you woke up.
Well, for the most part, the individual I was working for, who was sheriff in Nacogdoches at the time, had a very sullied reputation for the way he ran things and the way he did things. My town happens to sit on one of the largest drug highways through the state, Highway 59 and 259, where they center together there in Nacogdoches. And there was constantly drug busts there and so on and so forth. But for some reason, the amount of busts we had never seemed to amount equal to what we contained in the evidence rooms and things of that nature. So it was obvious that a lot of what was being seized was not being kept for the purpose of evidence, nor was it actually being destroyed. So where was it going? You could see things like that. You could see.
Stay there. Let's come back in the long segment, break down your awakening process, similar to mine. I saw the police dealing drugs, sheriff's deputies and police where I grew up, and I'm like, you guys are drug dealers? And then I'd see them a week later at the school lecturing us about don't use drugs. They were really there advertising, here's the product. Eddie Craig's our guest, a really great constitutional expert, and he's winning in court. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmental friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side.
Okay, we are back live with Eddie Craig, and you were getting to the point of you started to notice what you believe was corruption in the sheriff's department with missing drugs. Please continue, and then we'll get into somebody who studied the law, won in court, how we see our Bill of Rights, our Constitution being destroyed, what you would do, and then they now say it's going into all 50 states. You pull up, Army could be there, TSA is always in command, Viper teams. And they're directing families out, jerking them out of cars, searching them, barking orders, basically like people showing up at a supermax prison. I mean, they want to let you know you're lower than dirt, and the feds are here, and they're taking over under civil emergency. This is really martial law is how they're doing it. But continue with your awakening, and then just run the gamut of things people need to be made aware of.
Well, as far as the rest of my awakening was concerned, when I've watched all these officers through my career there and everything, writing all these traffic citations, and I couldn't figure out exactly what the offense was other than just what they call a malaprohibitum action, where they just want to simply say that it's illegal because we said it is, not because anybody got hurt or it caused any damage. It's just illegal because we declared it to be illegal. It's very much like the war on drugs. It's just one of the things they want to do to get further control of us right now in these state programs like the driver's license and registration, so on and so forth. It's all about the control of your ability to move. They want to know where you are, when you are. Everything about you is monitored because of these licenses and registrations. The smart tags they use on the toll roads, for instance, those are going to be coming into the license plates. Those are becoming into the inspection.
Oh, they admit they're already tracking everybody in live time. You've got to get all permission to get a hunting license. They run your background. Oh, hadn't paid child support, didn't pay your taxes. And soon they admit, under Homeland Security, you hadn't paid your taxes, which is the Federal Reserve, you won't be able to have a job.
Right, and that's the entire reason why the state started implementing the use of the Social Security number in any kind of licensing, is they used it under the guise of protecting people from unpaid child support. You can't exercise this privilege unless you're current with your child support. Again, just another way of getting into the family.
They're turning the whole country into a giant prison, and to be able to work, it's like you're a trustee allowed out at Huntsville to go sweep the side of the street.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you got all these licenses and fees and face scanning and light pole microphones. That's the equivalent of the chains on his legs.
Exactly. And what we, the people, have failed to understand is that when we created the government, we created them for one specific purpose: to protect our individual rights and our individual property from incursion by outside forces.
Now that's flipped backwards.
Exactly. Now they are the outside force that's seeking to take control of everything that we have.
So roll through examples. Traffic stops, you name it. Break it down.
Okay. For instance, they pull you over. They issue a citation. What most people don't understand about the traffic laws is the commercial nature of those laws. The licensing, the registration, the insurance, all of those things only apply to people that are engaging in transportation. That's the whole gist right there. And transportation, by definition, is the movement of goods or services by carrier, whether that carrier is a public carrier or a private contract carrier. All of those are entities that make their living using the roads as a place of business and commerce. You and I don't do that. We've been duped into believing we have to have.
And by the way, I've told police officers this and they laugh at me, even though it's one of the most adjudicated issues since the 20s. I know you could rattle off the cases all day. They're now saying our guns are a privilege. Driving's not a privilege, or traveling's not a privilege. Owning a gun's not a privilege, but they're telling us it is.
That's true. And again, to me, the adjudication of the issues is not so much the right to travel as it is the deprivation of the right of liberty and locomotion, which is what the higher courts, including the Supreme Court, have adjudicated for decades about the people's individual right of liberty. Locomotion is a necessary attachment to the right of liberty. And they've ruled time and time again that the people have, we own the roads, not the state. The state is the caretaker we appointed to manage and maintain those roads.
And it's an archetypal image of authoritarian systems, people on reservations, plantations, Roman slave grids, to have checkpoints and the roads turning into militarized systems. That is what it is to live in an occupied country. When you have them, we've shown you military training films where they admit secretly, this is all, this is martial law. This is what it's like to live in a third world country.
That's true. And the biggest way they're getting away with the things like the roadblocks and the things like you're talking about is right now everyone is under the impression this applies to me. And because they're acquiescing to that, they're making themselves subject to it. Pretty much everything in the transportation code is done by agreement. I agree to be bound by these rules as long as I'm acting in this privileged state.
And as it's done millions of times, it creates a common law precedent. It's still fraudulent, but from what I've researched in law, possessions nine-tenths, they are some of the more ancient common law, that it's a custom.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're accustomed. They're getting the cops accustomed. They're getting you accustomed.
Right. They basically have acclimated us to be apathetic in the exercise of our rights. Your rights are what the state dictates your rights are. That's what our kids are being trained in school to accept. That's what the adults are being trained to accept. For those that are actually in law enforcement, believe it or not, there are many of them that don't understand the nuances of what's going on, but they know they don't like it.
Let's talk about that, but take vaccines. They've known there's no law, you have to take vaccines. They lie on the news in concert across the country, the same talking point, say it's the law, you'll be arrested. But really, the school triggers truancy, kicks you out, and then uses the truancy to try to arrest you. When they were lying and kicking you out for something that wasn't a law, they're now engaged in racketeering and fraud.
That's true. That's true. They're actually misrepresenting the law. And believe it or not, Texas has a law against that. If you misrepresent the existence of a law for the purpose of creating or inducing an action by another, that's illegal in this state. It's completely illegal. And no one knows that, and no one will take that penal statute and go after the public servant that's using it illegally in that manner. For instance, one of the biggest things the police use here in Texas to illegally arrest people is either public intoxication statute or failure to identify. Now, 38.02 penal code here in Texas on the failure to identify is very, very specific. In order to be charged with failure to identify, the individual must have already been lawfully arrested for some other crime. And emphasis on lawfully arrested. Here, they try to take you to jail. If you won't produce a driver's license, registration, and proof of insurance during a traffic stop, they say that you failed to identify. But the statute does not require a physical presentation of a physical identity card of any kind. It simply requires you provide three pieces of information: name, address, and date of birth, and nothing more. Now, given that, when you are being told you have to provide a physical
ID. By the way, that's international common law. Name, rank, and serial number.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Military status of everything. But again, if I have not been lawfully arrested for something, I'm not even and cannot be required to provide you even with that information. So if you're attempting to take a transportation statute and use it against me as a private citizen, I have not been lawfully arrested. And in Texas,
go back to some of the federal rulings. I mean, I could pull them up on transportation, but I know you'll probably know them from memory. It goes back to saying, well, the trucks are tearing up our roads. We'll charge them a special tax because the general public paid for these roads because they're engaged in commerce and that's all they're talking about.
Yeah. Chicago Motor Coach versus state of Illinois. You've got. Let's see. We have one out of San Antonio here in Texas that is very clear. I can't remember the site for it. But it says very clearly that all of the roads in the state belong to the people, and we have every right to use them with the common conveyances of the day, including an automobile.
Well, that's why they're trying to tell farmers now they can't drive down the side of the road with federal regulations, because they want to abridge that common right of people using the shoulders. Well, that's the Chisholm Trail. I-35 out there was made by people driving cattle. Humans have a right, especially in agriculture, to move down the road.
That's true. But again, this federal incursion into the states is our fault. It's our fault because we're not resisting it. We're not resisting it by going after our representatives that are allowing and giving permission for the federal government to do these things. The people that say they're there to represent us are not representing us. It's just that simple. Can we fix this politically? Doubtful. Why? Because all the politics is bought and paid for already.
But some of it we are reversing. Take Perry with the NAFTA highways. That got exposed and stopped, most of it. His Gardasil, he said it's the law, you will take it, and the legislature called him. I mean, some of this stuff, they're getting so bold that it's going to bring them down.
That's true. But again, as the general public, we have to be knowledgeable about what these people are doing. We need to be as knowledgeable about the laws of our state as they are. So when they violate them, we know exactly where to go after them.
Okay. We're driving down the road. And again, I'm going to have you back in the near future on the show tonight. We could talk for 10 hours. But there's so much to talk about. But let's say I'm driving down the road, or you're driving down the road, and you're going 6 miles over the speed limit. And I turn my lights on. You pull over on the right-hand side. And I come over, and I say, license and registration, please. Not that they ever really say please anymore. And then you, where do you go from there? And then 2 minutes later, I say, mind if I search your vehicle?
Okay. In my class that I teach down at Brave New Books, I have three set questions we ask and three set actions that follow. First question is what is the emergency and how can I help? We're not going to presume under any circumstances we've done anything wrong because we're not in transportation. So the laws they're using to pull us over for speeding or anything else don't apply. Second question is am I under arrest? Third question is, am I free to go? You cannot get the same answer to question two and three. If you do, something's wrong. We ask those questions to specifically make the record known that we are in a custodial arrest and we know it. This automatically invokes our right to remain silent, not to testify against ourselves, so on and so forth. The courts have adjudicated that aspect very clearly. Very few people realize that Texas law specifically creates the instance of a custodial arrest the moment an officer pulls you over for the express purpose of issuing a citation. Chapter 543, Transportation Code, dictates very clearly that the arresting officer can only release the person arrested from custody if the person will sign the promise to appear on the citation. Otherwise, the officer is required by law to take the person immediately before a magistrate. They never do these things. They'll threaten you.
And this is the law.
This is the law. It is right.
I mean, they're so busy always throwing the book at us for nothing, they're just violating it up one side and down the other.
Correct. And that's very rarely why in these wins in court you were talking about that I ever have to go to merits of the case. Why? I will never address the merits of a case that have outstanding due process violations. And at a minimum, the moment a police officer pulls you over on the side of the road, he will commit a minimum of 5 due process violations before that stop ends.
But that's just like them now putting GPS on tens of thousands of people's cars with no warrant. And the courts are saying, yeah, we can do that now. Or the iPhones, the government dialing and listening without warrants. They just do it. Or now trying to put tags on all the license plates. I mean, this is 1984. And just 10 years ago, everybody's like, oh, that'll never happen. Now that it's happening, you said a lot of police you talk to, and same with me, a lot of them are good people. And they know stuff's wrong. They don't have all the nuances. They know more than the public. But they haven't really studied it. And, I mean, I challenge them to study just basic history. This is bona fide illegal garbage. Every time the government spies on you without a warrant, it's a felony, state and federal. I can pull it up for people. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a big deal. You're going to commit all these felonies? I mean, you know, cops ask, they want to search my car. And I'm like, number one, you know, you're not an idiot. Don't look like I use your illegal products. They start getting mad. And I say, what? The government's been caught over and over again dealing drugs. You make me sick. I mean, what do you say to them when they want to search your car?
Well, if they're going to search my car, they're going to have to break into it. On a traffic stop, the very first thing I do is pull into a private parking lot, not the side of the road. I go onto some piece of private property. I immediately get out of my car, lock the doors, and throw the keys into the front seat. I keep a spare door key in my wallet, which he doesn't have to know. But the only reason they can search your car on a traffic stop is if you are in it. And the courts have ruled over and over again they can do that as a general search of the passenger and driver compartment area to ensure that you don't have access to a weapon that could harm the officer. By getting out of the car, locking the door, and putting the keys inside, you remove any possibility whatsoever of having an access to a weapon inside that car if there even is one. Therefore, you remove any viable explanation the officer could have for conducting a search without a warrant. That's my practice and policy, and it's what I've done every time I've been pulled over. And so far, they will not get a warrant. They cannot hold you to call a drug dog in unless they show up during the period of time when they're actually working on issuing the citation. Then they can take the time to run the dog around the car. Having worked in law enforcement, I know when they key the dog to make him react.
I've talked to cops who admit that flash will always do it for a biscuit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's...
Yeah, the things they do in order to find some reason to terrorize the public, a lot of these officers, is astounding. It really, really is.
I only acquiesced once when I was on the radio in about 45 minutes. I was only halfway there, and they pulled me over on 183 back when I was 15 years ago up there. And they wanted to search my Tahoe. And I said, no, I don't authorize it. He said, well, I'm going to get a dog. And I looked at my watch and I said, "Okay, go ahead. But I'm doing this under duress because I got to get to work. And I said, I don't use your products. And he kind of, as soon as I let him, he just left. And I understand, as soon as I said he could, he didn't want to search it then. And I know cops are actually fighting real criminals all day. So they get this idea of, well, we'll just violate things because we're doing good. But that's how they build these tyrannies. That's how, it's this excuse of, we're going to get at the job. I saw somebody comment on my website about warrantless checkpoints. And they said, it was obviously a cop. We're fighting crime and nothing will stop us from getting to the bad guys. And it's nothing like those mindless Dudley Do-Rights whose supervisor's probably dealing cocaine and they don't even know it. I mean, these guys are just, in your experience, from what I've seen, some of the best well-meaning people, goody two-shoe types, are some of the dumbest and most dangerous because they just absolutely believe they're in the right.
That's very true. It's very true. It's all about education and it's all about the education they didn't get. A lot of these people are chosen because they've been immunized against violations of people's rights. They've been immunized against violence and so on and so forth. So they have a particular mindset about them that allows them to excel in these particular positions. There are many of these people that are there for the ego trip, the power that it gives them, so on and so forth. And then there are those that are genuinely there for the purpose of serving and protecting the public. The day I met you down at the Capitol, I was actually in the process of talking to numerous DPS officers down there about the traffic statutes themselves. And one of the things in the traffic seminar that we sell on Rule of Law Radio is that the book is written entirely about how to read, understand, and research statutory law. We use the Texas traffic statutes expressly for that purpose. And I was explaining to them about what the mission of the DPS is. In Texas, the DPS's mission is strictly to supervise traffic on rural highways and to supervise and regulate, emphasis on regulate, meaning license, registration, insurance, and all this, commercial and for-hire traffic. Now, that's not you and me.
And that, by the way, that's the law. I've read it.
Yeah.
Because you tell police, they're like, no. I'm like, would you please read your own penal code? We'll be right back. We'll do an extra segment of Overdrive. We'll take some calls as well. Finish the story when we get
Introducing
back.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Yeah, it seemed like yesterday that we had a Bill of Rights and Constitution and the people had common sense and defended it. But it was long ago. Yeah, it was lovely. It was wonderful, but we gave it up to the New World Order and dead factories and families breaking up and hyperinflation and wars. We gave it up for a bunch of football teams run by child perverts. God, how did we ever get to this point? We're going to go back to Eddie Craig here for this segment. The main show will end. We'll do a few minutes of overdrive. It'll be on the nightly news tonight at prisonplanet.tv, 7 o'clock. We've got a special report on the history of these pedophile guilds and government universities, you name it. You don't want to miss it tonight. It's going to be a very, very informative 7 o'clock central. I want to tell you about a few sponsors that made today's show possible. One of them is eFoodsDirect.com. They've got the highest quality storable foods out there. They're the biggest outfit in the country. They were telling me how other big national host companies that were calling them, asking them to package their food for them. Well, this is new, high-quality food. This is where I get my storable foods after deep research. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They got a bunch of holiday specials, giant discounts, free samples, you name it. foodsdirect.com/Alex or banners at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. In these crazy times, folks, it's time to get storable food and so you're not dependent on the system. 800-876-0871, 800-876-0871. Give them a call today. And finally, SupernaturalSilver.com. Don't let the cold and flu season catch you off guard. Keep your family healthy this year with Supernatural Silver. This patented new technology is scientifically supported and extremely safe, according to the information they have on their site. Go look at it for yourself. It's amazing. Boost your immune system, avoid germs, and be prepared for any emergency with Supernatural Silver at SupernaturalSilver.com. Again, that's SupernaturalSilver.com to take control of yourself and those you love's health. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Eddie, you were mentioning rule of law. A lot of times when I'm driving home at night at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, I always enjoy listening to you. And you're winning court cases. You're doing a lot of other stuff. Tell folks about the website, and they can find more there, archives of the show.
Yes, they can. Our website is ruleoflawradio.com. There is an archive section there on the top banners on the left side. You can go in there and listen to all of our past and previous shows. We are also going to be linking up my traffic seminar material and everything with endlessfrauddetection.com. We are actually starting a new venture where we are going to be directly assisting people with private investigations for a small fee into their traffic citation so that they can get a certified notice to take to court that the traffic citation was issued fraudulently and in error.
Good. And we're almost out of time for the official show. What was it you were talking about before we went to break and I said you'd finish?
The DPS officers down.
Yeah, I was like yelling at them and stuff and very angry because, you know, get the courage up to go storm the Capitol. And a lot of them afterwards were like, no, we agree with you. I mean, I guess they don't like their wives being groped either.
That's true. And these officers were actually very receptive to the information that I tell them about the traffic statutes and so on and so forth. A lot of them have received generic training on the issues, but nothing specific, and they'll admit to that. And just so you know, officers out there and attorneys, my seminar book and material is absolutely free to police officers of any kind and to attorneys. Why? Because I'd rather you actually knew the law you're working under for the benefit of the people rather than the revenue officers you've become.
Well, that's what's amazing. A lot of the time they think they're following a law that doesn't exist and they're actually breaking laws.
That's true. They're actually violating many more laws than they're actually preventing the alleged violator from committing. One traffic stop citation for speeding versus 5 due process violations in that stop alone. How many different laws did the officer break?
Yeah, 2 wrongs don't make a right.
Exactly.
Or 5 wrongs don't make a right.
Very well put.
Amazing. We're going to go to break here. Official transmission is going to end right now for AM and FM stations. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m., but we're going to come back, take a few calls, caller who's holding, and a few others. But, Eddie, do you think people are starting to wake up?
I think they are. We just need to increase the number.
That's right. We're starting to turn the corner, but not fast enough. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.